up in Matthew, doesn't show up in Luke or John, only here in this gospel text. At the end, when the people see the miracle and hear the miracle, the man can talk, he's not deaf, they cry out, "He has done all things well." Now, when I was at the seminary, they told us you want to have one overarching theme, and then you want to have maybe 3 points, and then each point underneath it has another point that supports it. Well, today I only have 1 point, and it's this. "He has done all things well" is the title of the sermon, and then underneath I have 3 points, and they're all the same. The first point, "He has made all things new." And we see this physically. We see this literally, in the sense that this man cannot hear, he cannot speak, and Jesus does this miracle and opens up his hearing so that also he can speak plainly. He's doing something new here. And it's interesting because today we heard from Isaiah chapter 35, where the prophet talks about a time when God will come to his people, when he will open up the ears of the deaf, and those who are mute will speak. Now, there is no coincidence here, because what Mark is doing is he's using a word in the Greek in the New Testament that corresponds to Isaiah chapter 35. It's actually the same word talking about this man being able to speak plainly. So it's no coincidence that Mark is tying these two passages together. And what he's saying to us is that Jesus Christ is doing a new thing. He's creating something new, giving us new life, showing us that the way is through him. This miracle is not just a miracle of healing. Let's face it. Some people are healed, some people are not. I know a lot of people who pray for healing and it just never happens. Or they pray for something to happen and they don't get the correct answer, at least the one that they're looking for. We're not saying that Jesus is going to heal all people. In fact, I just had a colleague just pass away at the age of like 38 years old from cancer. It happens in this world. In this world, there's darkness, there's injustice, there's sickness. But the point of this miracle is to tie back to Isaiah chapter 35, to show that God, through the person of Jesus Christ, is doing a new thing, a good thing. And the people respond, "He has done all things well." I think the other thing that we can learn from Mark's gospel is that there's a recreation going on here. When the people cry out at the end, "He has done all things well," it echoes the Genesis account. You all know the story. In the beginning, right? God creates the heavens and the earth, and he sees that everything is good. This is the creation. This is the gift that God gives mankind. Now, we know the story as it unfolds. Mankind had taken that gift, turned their back towards God. They fell into sin. And because of that, there's sickness. There is all kinds of maladies and all kinds of problems. But what we have in the gospel is just a little hint that Jesus Christ is the new Adam. And he is creating all things new. And the way he's doing it is by restoring the old creation that has fallen. And we see it in the healing of this man. In Isaiah chapter 35, it talks about the fallen state of Israel. But then it goes on to say that God will come to his people and God will restore his people. And so in Mark's gospel, in chapter 7, we see a glimpse of this. We see that he's resetting creation, if you will. He's giving his people the chance. For those who have ears to hear and those who have hearts to understand, this is not just a rabbi. This is not a magician. This is not a wonder worker. This is God in the flesh. This is Yahweh, the one that spoke at the very beginning, "Let there be light." He is the one who is creating this miracle and bringing forth healing. I think the other thing we can learn from this, number one, that this is not only a healing and this is not only a new creation going on, but we can also participate in this. All of us who have been baptized into Jesus Christ are part of this new creation. Through the waters of holy baptism, we are created new. We're born again. We're part of this new family, adopted children of God, sons and daughters of God. Paul tells us that if anyone is in Christ, he is part of a new creation. The old has passed and the new has come. There's something also interesting about this is that the family of God is made up of all types of people. Black and white, rich and poor, people who are Jewish, people who are Gentiles, people who are far away, people who are close to Jerusalem. And in today's second reading, James is telling us that everyone is equal in the family of God. It's so easy to judge people based on what they wear and how much money they make and their status in life. But with God doing all things new and creating a new creation and leveling the field, there's no longer slave or free. There's no longer man or female, rich or poor. We're all equal. Therefore, we shouldn't judge each other because we're all sinners. We all have fallen short of God's grace. But in his Son, Jesus Christ, he forgives us. He elevates us with his grace, forgives us, and sanctifies us. Through the waters of holy baptism, he has done all things well. That doesn't mean everyone is going to be healed. But spiritually, it means we have been healed. We have been forgiven. And so this morning we come to the Lord's table to receive him anew, not judging our neighbor, not looking at what they're wearing or what they should be wearing or how much money they're making or what's going on in their life, but realizing that we're all children of God and that we were once sick and now we've been healed. We've been given grace, and that grace is not anything we could ever deserve. That God in his mercy has forgiven us because his mercies are new to us every morning. Can you imagine what it would feel like to be deaf and not be able to speak well, and then to have that transformation to happen? To go from not hearing anything, not being able to speak very well, and then in a moment's time, being able to hear everything and being able to speak. We were once in darkness, we were once lost, we were once children of this world. But then because of his grace, we've been transformed into his kingdom so that we can hear his word and we can give praise of his glory and his grace. Amen.